This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and this morning I'm sitting down with four students from New West High School. Hello guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Well, would you like to just introduce yourself? Maya, who are you? What's your name?
Maya.
Yes, Maya, what's your last name?
Archuleta.
And you are a junior who's graduating to be a senior.
Yes.
That's right, so you're graduating this year, almost technically a year early.
Yep.
And Ella? You are Ella
Maxwell, and I'm doing the same thing as her, graduating a year early.
Wonderful. And
I'm Steve McGee. I'm a senior here.
Okay. And
I'm Kaylee Pentecoff, and I'm a senior here at New West.
Well, wonderful, and congratulations to you all. You've got a heavy dose of senioritis, I'm sure. How many days until you actually graduate? How many?
Four.
Are you counting hours yet? Okay. So you've all been at New West for different amounts of time. What led you to come here? Ella, what about you?
When I was in KC, I struggled with my mental health a lot. And the way that I was being treated, for not being able to come to school, and, I was facing, a lot of harassment and bullying, and no one was taking it seriously. They were just sort of letting it happen, and I was just tired of being treated like I was just another test score, so I came to New West.
Okay, so mental health is difficult, isn't it? Because you can't see it. It's not like a broken arm or, some kind of rash or something like that. You can't see it, and it can be erratic and difficult. Do you feel this has been a good move for you?
Yeah, it really has. They let me do what I need to do so that my mental health is in a place where I can keep working on my schoolwork, and my grades have been better this year than they were.
Well, I think the very fact that you are graduating so much earlier than otherwise anticipated, and with, we should say that you're all graduating with high school diplomas, congratulations. I'm glad that you're feeling so much better and doing so much better. Stephen, what about you?
Well, I guess it was really kind of easy to slip away at BHS. My problem was getting to school. I was more of the kid that woke up in the morning, I'll do it tomorrow. So I guess, I came here so it wouldn't be so easy to slip away, which I'm really happy I came here, because it feels more than school here. I guess you could say, like Ella was saying, they care about your mental health. They care about how you're feeling rather than just, do this test, and then after the test we can talk. They're the type of teachers, they'll take the test away and talk to you before they give the test to you. Okay. So that had a really big part in it, I'd say. And, just not slipping away so easily.
So do you think that's because it's a smaller environment? I mean, how many students do you think there are here now? I can check with the
students.
Yeah, 30-something,
okay. So do you think that it's much more noticeable if you're not showing up?
Definitely. Because, at the high school, you wouldn't really notice if somebody's gone, honestly, especially when kids change places. But, here, one kid can be gone in class, and it feels like the half of class is gone. So, definitely.
Okay. And, Kaylee, what's your experience been?
I decided to leave BHS for, mental health reasons as well. Mm-hmm. I felt invisible, I could do anything, okay. And nobody was really, you can slip away, the classes are fuller, so, people aren't really he's gone, or she's gone, so, and the work was just the homework, the assignment after assignment after assignment. It just kind of, my grades were declining after COVID, and I just couldn't catch up, so.
Okay.
That's when I made the switch to New West.
Okay. And you, Kaylee?
Well, I left Claremont because Claremont's a type of school, if you don't have the last name, then you really don't belong. And if you are, Hispanic or anything else, they don't like you. So they were very, racially...
Okay. So it was just living in a very small community. And I think maybe underneath what you've all described is that you just didn't feel... you kind of really plugged in quite right. And that's very difficult, isn't it? I mean, we live in a small, very small community, really, but I think it's hard for adults and parents to think about kids struggling with mental health issues. Childhood is supposed to be an easy, happy time. And do you think that, how has the transition been to New West? How do you feel that your school day is different than in the schools that you were before? Stephen, for a start, you're actually showing up.
Yeah, so that's a huge start there. And I don't know. It's just like here. I mean, nobody really enjoys school, but school's a lot easier here. And not only just like the work, but I guess just being a part of the schooling day and then leaving, like getting out of the high school at the end of the day up at BHS was like, oh, so excited. It just felt amazing. Getting out of here, it's just feels the same, honestly, as coming. It's not really a huge difference. I really do enjoy this school a lot. It's done a lot for me with, like, grade-wise and, like, mental health-wise and whatnot, so.
So, is your day familiar? Is it just an issue that there are less staff here and that your classroom is smaller, or does it feel very different? How is the curriculum, how is the things that you're actually learning, are they different too?
Yeah, I feel like they offer classes that they might not at BHS. Like, I've taken psychology, mm-hmm. Social sciences, and career planning is, it's very structured around not just being in high school, kind of prepping you for adulthood and, like, what comes next.
Right.
And, I also can have a cup of coffee. I can get up and go to a quiet area if I need to. Yeah, the classes are just smaller.
You don't do school activities, but you're eligible to join activities in any of the other buildings, aren't you? So, Ella, if you wanted to, you could go back to KC and, you know, do something in the KC school, or I would imagine probably an arrangement could be made with BHS. Do any of you do anything after school?
We had just got done with basketball season. I was a manager for the boys basketball team this year. And there's a kid here that plays basketball for BHS up at high school. So, yeah, you can still do, like, other activities and whatnot outside of school. So.
And how do you think that works in practice? You know, do you feel like you're different kids and that you're kind of somehow or other just... How do you think people regard you?
It kind of felt like that, honestly. Like, going into the gym, it felt like that. But I think once I got over it myself, it wasn't really... At least for me, it wasn't that big of a situation. But I also have a lot of friends up at BHS still. So, I mean, I guess it honestly depends the kid. But for me, it didn't really change a whole lot. So.
Okay. So, what are you hoping to do next? Ella, you have plans?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Casper College in the fall and just start there and then go to a four-year university after that. So I can save some money at first.
So will Casper College, will you live in? Will you live in Casper and do the whole college experience?
Yeah, I'm working on actually living off campus for a while because I'm not, like I said, like my mental health is not built to like live in a dorm with a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Are you excited?
I am.
Yeah. I mean, college is a wonderful transition, but it's not the only thing to do. You know, and I think vocational training is becoming something more important in education. And, you know, educators are now grappling with how we prepare young people for the rest of their world. And education needs to set them up well for that, not just get them grades and diplomas and so on.
Got the grade and you're out.
Like. Yeah. Stephen, what about you? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to stick around for the summer, make some money, do probably a little bit of concrete with my cousin. And I want to attend an online school. Well, I don't know if it's going to be online or in person yet. That's a toss-up still at this point. But I do want to pursue my business degree in hopes of owning my own business one day.
So are you worried about going back? You know, you like the structure here and so on. Do you think that you've learned enough skills here at New West to... you know, be able to do online. Online is quite a challenging way of doing things.
I mean, definitely, this school has definitely structured me to be able to do that, because now I definitely have a little bit more discipline, I guess you could say, because now I actually get up and I guess it's not so much school really, it would just be the overall look on the dream and owning my own business. Well, I guess the drive of owning my own business would get me up and get me to open my computer and actually do the online courses. So, but
well, that sounds great. What about you, Mai?
In the fall, I'm going to attend Shedden College to their dental hygienist program.
That's wonderful. And did you ever envisage yourself being a dental hygienist?
No, actually. I was going to be a cosmetologist, and then Miss Heil showed me, like, different, like, careers, and I fell in love with dental hygienist, like, being a dental hygienist.
Well, it's a great program, and we all need to look after our teeth, so thank you for being part of that wonderful profession. What about you, Kelly?
I am going to also stick around for the summer, maybe a little after that, to gain some work experience, mm-hmm. and then... I have already had interactions with the Sheraton College, so if I apply, I'd like to start there at the community college. And
of course, there are some classes that you can take here in Johnson County at the Sheraton College campus in Johnson County.
A couple of us have taken college classes. Can't remember what mine was in, but I did eventually drop it. But,
okay.
They're free, and they give you some experience.
Well, even if you don't complete, I mean, at least it gives you a taste of what college could be like.
Yes.
And, you know, the kind of standards and the discipline that it requires, because it is, I think, a leap. So do you think you're fairly representative of the rest of your peers here at New West?
Yeah.
Do you feel quite a tight community?
Yes. I feel like it's almost like a little family. We are all joking around, and it's more than just school. It's like personal, like on the deeper level.
And do you think that's why it's been a successful place for you?
Oh yes, 100%.
The support in this building is unreal, honestly, coming from any one of these older people in here, like teachers, even our front lines. That's Lady Ms. Camino. She's just so positive and so nice. It's so awesome to walk in here every morning and say good morning to her, and she's the first person there with a big old smile, big old wave.
So are you held accountable? Do they hold?
Yes.
So what happens if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing?
So the attendance policy is really strict here, which has been helpful for a lot of kids.
Yes.
You are only allowed to miss 5 days a quarter, and you have to go on Friday if you miss a day that week. And then after that fifth absence, they have a meeting with your parents, and if you miss another one, you get dropped from your classes that quarter.
Yeah.
And so it's a really tight policy, and they do hold us accountable to that, but I don't think anybody's actually been dropped this year.
Not this year, not yet.
It is it's a way to, like, ensure, like, oh, I can stay on task, I can do it, I can push through. And I don't think anybody's had to, like, lose credit yet, so that's...
Yeah, and you can turn in a doctor's note and get that absence, like, excused, so...
Which
is really
nice,
like, they make sure that you're, like, here and you're doing well, and
So from the way you talk and describe this, this has been a really positive experience for you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not only are you getting the piece of paper with the diploma on it, but am I right in thinking you all seem to feel that you have gained some real life skills?
Yes.
What do you think is the number one thing that you've got from this experience?
I would say going out, internships. We have internships here, and it helps get out into the community and kind of meet new faces, and I think that's helped me kind of, I'm kind of quiet, and I think that it's helped, like, if I can approach you and, like, be more adult about, like, conversating and stuff. It's that's a good skill to have, is to be able to speak to people and just
so perhaps not feel so intimidated as well.
They've kind of helped that. Working at the museum was a good, and it helps, like, find maybe a career path that you're interested in too.
So you worked at the museum. What else have you done?
I did an internship at the dental office.
Wonderful, which fits right into what you're going to do. And you still liked it?
Yes.
That's great. I can't imagine
all that
math stuff. But we're all built differently, aren't we? What about you, Ella?
I haven't done an internship this year. Instead, I've done, like, college classes.
So what do you want to go on and do? You say you're associates at Casper, and then what?
I'm honestly not entirely sure. Yeah. I figured, like, I'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah. You can choose. It's a wonderful time of life where you still have lots of flexibility and choices. What about you, Steve?
I mean, I just want to own my own business and make a lot of money and be financially stable. Probably, like, in a landscaping kind of deal or construction or something like that. I want to be getting dirty and dirt driving mm-hmm. home and
covered. And so what do you think this year at New West has given you to help you prepare for that?
A lot of push and a lot of discipline, I would say. Because, like, here, like I said, like, the support is unreal. There's a lot of support here. But at the same time, they're not, like, kind of breathing down your neck, I guess. Like, they'll let you realize, like, oh, that's not done. I have to get that in. And so, like, they definitely hold you accountable here. They make you do things, like, on your own. They're not, you got to get this in, do this, blah, 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 blah. They let you realize, but they also, like, they're just there for you. It really does feel like a family. They're there for you 110% of the way. And Miss Heil is a huge help to not only us seniors, but a lot of kids. She is always worried about, not so, it's not even such a grade she's worried about. She's worried about, like, what are you doing after school? After we leave this building, what are we doing? She doesn't want to see us go nowhere. Like Maya was saying, she's helped her with picking her profession or whatever she wants to do. She's helped me. At one point, I was going to go be a barber. I was going to go to Northern College, something like that, to go be a barber. But I decided, like, that's probably not for me because I want to get dirty and own my own business. So, but she's a big help, definitely.
She is. Psychology is the reason that class just, like, opened a new world. So she's very interested in helping after
She really is.
It's not just about a grade to her. It's or any of them. I don't think it's.
Yeah. No. It's.
They'll take their time with you.
Well, it sounds like this has been a really good fit for you, and you've been very successful. Are you surprised that you're graduating? Can I ask that? I mean, it sounds like you all had kind of, you know, not exactly straight lines to this point. Are you surprised that you're graduating? Do you think you would have graduated without New West?
No, I would not be where I am now without those people.
Yeah, I definitely, I mean, maybe next year I would have, but at that point, me knowing myself, I would have just been after this year, I'm not going back. So I would have to go get a GED, but yeah, definitely I think if New West wasn't available and such a good opportunity for kids in Buffalo, I would not be graduating.
So what kind of kids do you think flourish and thrive here?
Anybody that wants to succeed, really. It could be anyone, as long as you just
want it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
like
don't want to give up on yourself. Like it was a last resort for me, and it got me to where I am now. And it's just, I didn't want it before, but then I wanted it.
So what do you think, what changed that for you?
I think it was my mental health. It was just taking over. It was, like, consuming, and I had no drive to want it anymore. I was just ready to be done. I'll just get a job. I'll find my way. But
before we wrap up, just to ask you quickly, has your whole lifestyle changed or just your school day?
Whole lifestyle.
Okay, can you describe that at all?
I never wanted to do school or anything, and then coming to New West, like, I was more motivated to do my work because there are people here that actually give you, like, good opportunities and wanted you to do good with your life. So you have more, like, that motivation to do work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, definitely my lifestyle has changed more in the sense that, like, before I, like, if an assignment was, like, good enough, it, like, if it was a C, it was passing, it was fine. But now I'll, like, go
you
home and, like,
for
make that. It better, make it, like, not just okay, like, good, like, really good.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the same thing as well, like, as Maya and Ella said. I didn't care about school. It was really easy for me to just, it'll be there tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week or something. And just like Ella said, like, I'd get my test back, and it could say 27 out of 50. And I'd be like, yeah, it's not an F. But, like, now, I'll be scrolling through my grades, and I notice I have a B. And I'm like, oh, nope, we're getting that one up. And, like, I don't even like seeing Bs no more, so it's definitely, I guess, gave me more push to not only do school more, but do different things with more of a push and to the best of my ability. Because it was really easy for me to just, that'll do her kind of guy. But now I'm like, I want to make sure it's going to be good there. And, you know, so it's definitely, definitely give me a lot of push and the support, definitely.
Okay. How about you, Kaylee?
I feel very disciplined, and I've learned to be in the now. That's something that Mr. Hansen has kind of said, like, choose to be in the now. Like, just...
Was that something that was an issue for you?
Yeah, I would... I think I'd use... I'd just, like, drift off in class, kind of, well, I'll finish it later, or it could have been better, but, like, it passed, so I just accept it. But now it's, I want it for myself, and I want to get that A or, you know, be better.
Okay, so graduation's coming up. You have a proper graduation ceremony. Mm-hmm. Yep. Is that here, or is that in the auditorium at your high school?
Yeah, that's
in the
auditorium.
Yeah, yep. And you have gowns and a full 9 yards. Do you have a valedictorian? How does it work here?
We don't have that because Miss Heil doesn't like, how do you say it? Like, she doesn't
she
like...
She feels it's...
Not
well,
fair?
This school is not centered around grades, so to then have graduation all of a sudden start being centered around grades and GPA, and it's kind of wild, especially since a lot of kids, like, came with not great grades.
Yeah.
So,
like
it just
GPA.
Doesn't really make sense to do a valedictorian for this school.
Yeah, I think, and our graduation last year was very, I don't know, I've never been to a BHS graduation, but that one at New West was like each person got talked about and recognized,
yeah.
And it was emotional. And I,
what is your graduation class size?
Oh,
11?
Nine.
There's no way there's
four.
Because Bright,
yeah, because Angelina, Steph, Angel,
Chip, Ryan.
So yeah, quite a few of you. I mean,
yeah, there's a good little handful
yeah.
of us for sure.
And have you got plans? Are you going to do something nice around graduation to celebrate this accomplishment?
Hopefully,
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna. We have a bingo night.
Oh yeah,
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Good thing Ella knows because I don't. But we have a little bingo night to celebrate all the seniors in the school year. I think they're holding it at Bomber Mountain. So.
Yeah, it's like a fundraiser for next year as well.
So
for the field trips.
Yeah.
So that's a little celebration thing. I know Monday is the seniors' last day. That day is kind of just a play around day, enjoy the last day of high school kind of deal. So, and then I have plans with my family after graduation, but other than that.
Okay, well, congratulations, guys. You know, I think by your own admission, you feel like you could have slipped through the cracks and not accomplished
mm-hmm.
this great thing. I mean, accomplishing high school. Congratulations. You know,
you.
I wish you the very best. Have a wonderful graduation ceremony. And thank you for giving us just a really lovely snapshot into what life as a student at New West High School is all about. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.